The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Angry girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Hello, everyone, and welcome
Hot
to my...
Hot Show!
Water in your face.
Boom, boom, boom. Get in the fucking car.
Come on, Mike in the car.
Get in the car. I'm Hobbs in this scenario. I don't have a fun accent.
That was my phone. You threw my phone out the fucking window.
Get in me mam's car, fuck.
You can smell my sweat.
So we saw...
smell what I'm fucking cooking.
This is our audio representation of what it's like to see Hobbs and Shaw in 4DX, which we all... did together. Now, if you're not familiar with 4DX, and I found as I've recounted this tale, not enough people are. So remember 3D, and we all agreed pass.
It's an idiot way to watch a movie because your chair doesn't beat the shit out of you.
Yeah. Not enough D's, no X's whatsoever.
So in 4DX, your chair moves.
Like a 90s theme park experience where you watch a movie. Where a guy, like, I don't know, jumps from train car to train car, or maybe jumps like a skidoo, and you're
yeah.
like, I'm going to do that too, except just sitting here with my fanny pack on.
It's like the Days of Thunder ride at King's Island, except with violence.
And yes. So we saw Hobbs and Shaw with this, so when they would drive a car very fast, suddenly we were driving the car very fast with them.
Yes.
And these chairs are really fucking moving, y'all. Griffin had a full beer when this film started. 90 seconds into this movie, he had a half full beer.
Yeah.
And not drinking to deal with the tension of being in 4DX, but rather just sloshing.
I felt like I was doing a challenge on Ellen's Game of Games.
They have a, when it rains on Mrs. Hobbs and Shaw, they pour water on you. Now you are wet too, like the rock
yes.
is wet. You and Hobbs and Shaw are all wet together with Idris.
Finally, you could put yourself in Jason Statham's soaking wet shoes. There was just before the movie had started, I sat my popcorn down on the ground, and then the chairs moved so violently that popcorn was just dead to me because I dared not. I dared not reach out for fear of being flung into the row in front of me.
Hobbs and or Shaw could be talking to a guy. And then he finds out he's a terrorist, and all of a sudden he's riding a motorcycle on him, and you just reach down to grab your popcorn. Your leg gets caught underneath the seat and is obliterated.
Right.
No thanks.
There was a point where strongman Idris Elba got slow-mo'd, punched in the face, and you see some spittle fly out of his mouth in slow-mo, and the programmers of this 4DX experience said, this is a time to bring them in. Last Action Hero style, and so a little bit of moisture sprayed out of the pipe in front of you.
Oh, baptize me in your saliva, Idris Elba.
My favorite.
I think we were about to talk about the exact same thing. When this is the height of the 4DX technology, when The Rock or Jason gets punched in the film, you get punched in your back.
And man, that sounds like a joke we would make. Ah, funny macro joke. No. You walk away with bruised kidneys from this film.
Punched. My dad, Clint Emo McElroy, I say the middle name because it matters. He got punched so hard that he had a kidney stone going in for weeks, doubling him over in pain, baptized in the fire of Hobbs and Shaw 4DX. And the spit, of course. Next
fire
day,
and ice.
He's FaceTiming. He did it. He passed the stone. He did
That's
it.
Right,
Hobbs
folks.
And Shaw helped him.
Hobbs and Shaw 4DX is a medical procedure.
It was a prescription movie.
It pulverized stones within my father's body and fixed my daddy. Hobbs and Shaw 4DX fixed our daddy.
And let me say this. Even if you're seeing this shit in 2D, 1D, what you got to keep in mind these boys do not like each other. And there's a lot of fun friction that comes out of that. So I feel like it's hard for me to say because we did the 40X. I was beat the shit out of. I did have a motorcycle trip and I did get spitted on. And so like I obviously had the full experience. But I think that if I didn't have the 40X experience, I would still watch these two boys not like each other and have a great old time at the movie theater.
People have asked me since I watched Hobbs and Shaw in 40X, okay, but how is Hobbs and Shaw? I have no way of answering that.
Can't tell you.
For you. It would be like if when Buzzy Aldrin got back from space and they were like, so how was the Tang? It's like, I have no metric for that. I have no idea. I was watching it. I was drinking the Tang in fucking space. Like, I have no idea how that. It seemed good. It seemed fine.
Yeah,
I'm not going to drink some now here on Earth after I've had it in space.
What terrifies me is that the next step is like 5DXXX. And that is like, you're just there on set and you're actually getting beaten up and set on fire. And like the Rock is like licking you or something. Like that's the only.
That's
like,
the that's, XXX. That's where that part
that's
comes
the
in.
XXX. That's the only logical next step. Like I can't imagine what is beyond this unless you are actually getting, I don't know, like thrown out of a plane with Jason Statham. You are riding on a motorcycle with Idris Elba. Like, that's the only way this could be more real. And that it's terrifying to me. Like, I just kept thinking, like, I need to be braced the whole time or I could die watching Hobbs and Shaw in 4DX.
Let me pitch this for what 5DX can be. It's 4DX.
Uh-huh.
But your hand is inside of a box built into the chair.
Okay.
And while your hand is inside the box, you're going to experience the most exquisite pain that you've ever felt in your life. And what's that at your neck? It's the Kam Jabbar. So you're getting sprayed with spit and blood and piss and shit and cum while you're watching the movie,
all
right?
From Hobbs and Shaw?
All from Hobbs and Shaw. Were you not paying attention? But the whole time, also, if you remove your hand from the pain box, a Kam Jabbar enters your throat and you die. 5DX. Okay. You pass it, you get out of the movie, it's like, how was it? And it's like, well, my humanity was tested, and I'm
not an animal.
No.
I'm the Quetzalcoatl. And I'm very excited about the movie because I was spit on by famous actor Idris Elba.
Also, I enjoyed Ryan Reynolds.
You guys are making all these references. I've got to rewatch Avatar. I don't remember any of this stuff.
You don't remember an Avatar where everyone dies from having the needle in their neck?
I don't. I've got to rewatch it. Kam Jabbar.
Man,
was
don't
that the
sneeze.
Dragon?
Don't sneeze while the Kam Jabbar is at your neck. That's my piece
so
of advice.
That's so embarrassing. Wouldn't that be funny if he like pulled his, if he's like, achoo, he pulled his hand out and she's like, he's like, is this an accident? Oh, can I do it again?
Can I start over?
Can we do our first of the questions, the many questions we have?
I feel like I just want to talk about Hobbs and Shaw some more. Because it's about family.
But
here's the thing, you guys.
It's not really that much. It's tangentially about family.
It is shoehornedly about family.
Yes. And Helen Mirren's up in it. Anyway. Okay,
oh, yes,
done.
She is.
Helen. Thank you.
Hey, just real quick, let me check my notes here. Thank you, Helen, first and foremost.
Thank you, Helen, for being in the film. Because then when Helen Mirren was on there, I kind of looked around the theater like, huh, y'all thought I was seeing a sort of a Bonehead movie, but look. Helen Mirren is in it. Everybody else in the theater was like, we are also, you know, we're here too, right? We're also seeing the movie. But
and who's that sitting next to you? It's Helen Mirren. That's the 5D.
People trying to judge you, but then Helen appears on the screen and it's like, it's all right, guys. They're with me.
And now we've got Oscar buzz.
A lot of Oscar buzz coming into this one for Hobbs and Shaw.
Best use of 4DX.
Hobbs and Shaw and Oscar. Okay. I was expecting a package from Amazon, so I tore into it, only to discover it was lube.
Which is what I was expecting, and it was a great transaction. Just wanted to brag.
Lube all around.
I asked my husband if he ordered it, and he said no. So I checked the label, and it was supposed to be delivered to our next-door neighbors. Oof.
Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez.
It's one of those Amazon bags, so I can't conceal that I opened it. We've had conversations with these neighbors. We exchange occasional texts, and our kids are similar ages, so they play together sometimes.
None of that helps, and some of it hurts.
Can't afford to move away. And we'll have to interact with them in the future. So what do I do, brothers? That's from Slippery Situation.
You have two options. Do you want to hear them? Number one is you throw it in the toilet and just pretend it never happened. Don't worry about it. Mm. Oh, you never got that pack. Yeah, those package thieves, man. I don't know.
It's crazy.
The thing is, your neighbor will never say to you, I didn't get the package of lube I was expecting.
Even ask. Your second option is go over to your neighbor and say, hey, I got your lube. It was delivered to my house by accident. And it's a little bedroom friend to help things facilitate down there. Like, there's no need to be. It's 2019. Like, lube. Lube is so fucking tame. In the Golden Girls reboot that comes out next year, like, the pilot is going to have a whole lube B plot. Like, nobody fucking cares anymore about your lubricant, your personal lubricant. Who gives a shit?
I would. What about a third option?
Where there's now no you're getting, third option. He was very clear about this.
This is the third option. You're going to buy a manila envelope. You're going to write on it, from Amazon, love, Jeff. And then you're going to seal it up with maybe a note inside that's like, enjoy. This handmade by Jeff Bezos. And then this is
a signed headshot that says, this is some of my favorite stuff. What if that was included in every Amazon package for a week? This is some of my favorite stuff.
Some of my favorite things. Jeff's favorite things. I love the idea that, like, we're always a sex positive show. It feels invasive because you did commit the federal crime of opening the lube. Yes. That is a problem.
Yeah.
Where you could go to jail. I would just chuck it up on the porch. I would just get that bag and zing
as you
it
ride
right
by
there,
on a bicycle.
Yeah,
with
zing
a bag
at the front
full
door,
of lube
boy.
As you distribute.
Lube boy's here. Got a delivery for you, governor.
Anybody in this house need some lube?
Your lube has arrived.
Happy to oblige, governor.
No intimate dryness here.
You can ask, just yell at your neighbor as they come in, like, hey, I got your lube. Do you want me to bring it now? Or I could probably wait till night, right? You probably don't need it till nighttime. Do you want me to bring it now or later at night when you need it?
You know, here's what you need in this situation. It's whatever. It's my favorite. One of my favorite phrases. And that is plausible deniability. You're going to say, this got delivered to me. And as you hand it to them, say, are you also worried about getting your head stuck in a banister on the stairs? And then you just leave it at that. Everyone knows what everyone knows, but nobody said what everyone's thinking.
Are you also looking for unconventional ways to make your door hinges go a little bit better? I've got you.
Yes.
Make sure you don't accidentally get any of this on your genitals.
Really trying to up your slip and slide game? I understand.
Workplace pranks?
I opened your Amazon package by mistake. I'm so embarrassed, but wow, I got you. What is this stuff?
What do you even do with it?
I thought it was K-Rose syrup, but it made my waffles taste pretty freaking yucky.
But
didn't care for it.
But I did learn I could make love to a waffle, and it was a beautiful experience.
It was a wonderful time. Those nooks and crannies begging to be explored.
Boy.
Hey, how about a Yahoo?
Please.
I love that, Griffin.
This one was sent in by Merritt Palmer. Thank you, Merritt. It's an anonymous Yahoo Answers user who I'm going to call Coca-Cola. Asks, if someone was the most wealthiest person in the world, could they buy the money factory where they make the money and the Federal Reserve too?
You know what's great about this is completely by coincidence, yesterday, almost three-year-old daughter, soon-to-be three-year-old daughter, told me she wanted to buy some money.
Yeah.
And so this Yahoo Answers asker is basically on the same level as my toddler.
I think that's what stonks are. I think that's what you're supposed to do with those.
With stonks,
you just buy money and you hope that they get there more expensive later. But this is one step above what your toddler daughter has suggested, Travis. I want to seize the means of production of the money to get it and have whenever I need it, or maybe stop making it. Maybe stop making it.
Ooh. So yours becomes a collector's item.
It's just everybody's always talking about how can we get more money, more money. How can we get more money? Country needs more money. We need more money. We keep spending our money on dumb shit. We need more money. And I'm like, what if there's just no more money? And all the money that's out there is all the money that there is. Good luck, everybody. Better not tear any up or let it go through the washer or use it
Stop
as toilet paper in the forest. Don't throw away pennies, because that's it. You don't get any more pennies, guys.
You know, here's what I always say about more money, Griffin. Are you ready for this? More money, more issues.
You run into more of them.
There's more issues with that. So less money. I think whenever someone hands me a filthy penny, I throw it on the ground.
Yes.
Because I'm an old man. I don't have time for that. I don't have time to deal with these pennies. Now, if I knew that that was all the pennies I was going to get, maybe I would be a little bit more precious about them. Maybe I would want to sneak them into my pocket and hold them for safekeeping.
Now, Justin, I would argue that old men are most likely to keep pennies because old men, let me check. Yeah, that's your number one demographic for metal detectors, a device designed to find pennies buried underground.
When I was a child, I had a friend named Mark, and I was over at Mark's house. We were little kids, and I have a crystal clear memory of this. I was probably like 10, and his poppy came in. He was a wily old fuck. He came in, and he had 3 single dollar bills. And he said, "You know where I got these, Marky?" And Mark said, "No, Poppy, I don't." And Poppy said, "All them pennies you've been throwing on the ground, I've been saving them up. And I got all these. Now I turn these into $3. And Marky wanted the dollars because he thought they were his. But Poppy insisted that since he'd been the one picking up Marky's pennies all over the ground, that he should get to keep the $3. Mm. I don't know how it was settled. I'm assuming there's still an arbitration about it.
Do you think he got up to $1? And he's like, "I'm going to rub this in Marky's face. But wait, I can do more. I can go harder."
It's a long grift.
But wait, a pack of soaks is $3. I'm going to wait.
So the most wealth, I just had assumed that something like this had already happened. And we don't know about it, but that somebody bought the money factory where they make the money and the Federal Reserve.
Yes.
And then that was just sort of how we ended up where we're at now.
From now on, I'm calling it the Federal Reserve. And for you to get that, you have to know that this rich person's name is Fred.
It's Fred Perfect. Willard yeah. bought it. Man, Fred Willard would have some fun if he had the money factory,
He would
huh?
have some fun.
Shit. I think we should all rotate it and all get one day where we're in charge of the money factory.
Ooh, ooh. I love that.
And you can decide what it looks like.
What it tastes like.
What it tastes like, where it goes. Because it's got to start up. Like, okay, here's me owning the money factory. Print, 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 print. It looks so cool. It's got, you know, like Carly Rae Jepsen and like, you know, some characters from Final Fantasy on it. And it looks so cool.
Of course, of course.
And I print it off and I have the big box of my new money. And then what? Like, how do you decide? Like, are you like, well, I guess this is going to go to Target? I guess this money's going to start at Target, and we'll see how it, like, circulates out. You know what I mean? Like, who decides where it goes?
I think you're describing Bitcoin, Griffin.
I'm pretty sure I'm not describing Bitcoin.
Okay,
I'm pretty sure I'm describing my
Bitcoin.
Yeah, this is explicitly my special day at the Money Factory. Like,
you know
where
what
does
I would
it
do?
Go?
You know what I would do at the Money Factory?
What would you do?
So I design the bills, whatever they are, but one in every 1,000 would be a foil, a hollow foil.
Oh, fuck.
Like, that's worth
Chase buck.
A Chase dollar.
Y'all, money, colon, the TCG. How fucking tight would that be? Oh, my God. Money, the TCG. So, like, coins could be like mana. Uh-huh. And it's like, I'm playing a 10. I'm dropping a Hamilton on the board. And I'm going to drop 3 nickels so he can do his super move. Which is
where he teams with Jefferson, that Hamilton Jefferson team up.
If you team them up, then you get
blue eyes, white wig.
Oh, yes. Oh,
I was trying to remember what Jefferson's on that dang nickel, isn't he?
Yep.
No way of knowing.
That's 10:05. Man, what's Jefferson up to on the money? It's been so long since I've seen a nickel.
I work at a golf course, and a man who comes in on Monday nights for leagues has the same last name as I do. It's not really a common name, so I worry he might be a relative that I've been ignoring. Vice versa. Should I say something? That's from Maddie.
And I won't put Maddie's last name, but I checked, and it is unconventional. That is, it is not an exaggeration that it is an unconventional.
Give me a different, give me an equivalent last name.
Like if the name was like Fluffle Ruger.
Okay. Wow, really?
Something like that, yes.
Okay.
You, here is the problem. This is a public service announcement about overthinking shit. Now, we all know that you should try to filter. Hi, I'm Justin McRae. We all know that you should try to filter your first impulse because it is usually your brain trying to destroy you. This is known. But if you mull it over for about 5 seconds and then you think it's an okay thing to say, just go for it. Because the time to tell someone you have the same last name as them is not the 14th time you meet them. That's wild. That is now a wild action to take, I believe.
Yes, because on the 14th time, you're going to say like, hey, did you know we have the last name? And they're going to say like, yeah, I'm your brother. Like, we live in the same house.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm you from the past. Duh. This is Gemini Man now. Day one, by the way. Yeah, you got to just, I think, dang though, Juice, you can say that. I don't think any of us on the call would do that. I've met a few McElroys in my lifetime, and I've never really buzzed one up to find out if we're blood.
There was a time.
If you've met them, you haven't mentioned that your last name is also, if you meet a McElroy in your life, you're not going to be like, hey, that's my last name too. Wild.
Okay, it's possible this person did not meet them, right? They go into a golf course and there's a man who comes in on Monday nights for leagues. There could be lots of people coming in for this thing, right? It's not like they are playing golf together explicitly.
Well, someone's got to hand out the tiny pencils, Griffin.
What are you saying?
They work at the golf course. There's probably some kind of like, they're selling them the balls and silly pants.
Okay, you're right. They do sell silly pants. Gosh, you have golfed. That's the thoughts of a golfer there.
I've golfed. There was a time when I was a young man, and I got really bored, and I went on Facebook, and I searched Travis McElroy, and I friended every Travis McElroy on Facebook.
Interesting.
How'd that work out?
Some of them friended me back, and it turns out I'm still the dominant one.
Wow,
feeling pretty good so
Trav.
Far. Hey, thank you. I did have to kill some of them and absorb their power, so I got stronger and stronger. Keep that under your hat, though. Don't tell anybody about all the Travis McElroy murders. That was me.
Sorry, I just did the exact thing that you said I should do.
I'm doing it now.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I got a good spread. Some of them look chill as hell.
Yeah.
Some of them don't look as chill.
Every so often there will be a Travis McElroy who still, I get a pop-up in my timeline about him like blazing a J or something and having a really cool night with his bros. And I think, cool. Nice.
A quick tour of Justin McElroy's. Okay. We got one. I'm not going to put anybody's locale on blast, but I will tell you some facts and figures about them. This first Justin McElroy result is the boss at idontgiveafucktoanybody.com.
Nice. What a cool person.
That is a fucking chill Justin.
I don't give a fuck to
anybody.com.
Let's see if it's available. Juice, I think it's available.
Nah, I'm not going to get that one. I'll leave those bitter dregs.
That's for Justin McElroy, but not this Justin McElroy. Any good Griffins?
I'm not going to put any of my doppelgangers. I'm not going to promote them. They don't deserve what would happen after that, I feel like.
Well, a doppel namer, really. It's not really a doppel. They don't look like you. It's just a doppel namer.
I could do a Yahoo.
Or another question.
Yeah, another question would be better.
Let's do it. I work in a very small. Go introduce yourself. Who cares? Just do it.
Well, no, because people are doing this number neighbor shit. That's no good, folks. You got to know not to do that. It's 20. It's where you like text one number higher than your phone number, and you're like, "What's up, number neighbor?" And if I got that, I would just assume there's somebody like outside of my house ready to murder me. Like I would just assume that is. So like, don't do that shit, folks.
You know, nothing over digital, but I'm saying in person, like I just want to meet you and see if we have anything in common.
You have a hell of an icebreaker.
Yeah,
we have the same. Like I found out when I got my cellular device when I was a younger man that my number neighbor. My number was one digit off from our daddy's ex boss, who was a real piece of shit. So I would get calls for him all the time, And I would just say, like, oh, he moved. He's not here anymore.
Oh, he farted to death.
Yeah,
oh,
he farted himself way to death. He farted so hard he flew out in the middle of the ocean and drowned.
Yeah, he farted on an airplane and exploded.
Yeah.
I hope at least one of Dad's old bosses listen to this fucking show so they can be like, wait, am I a piece of shit?
Am I a piece of shit?
Listen, no. you know which one you are? And huff my shorts. You did my daddy bad.
Did him wrong. I work in a very small office. There's five of us, and we all have lunch together, so we've become pretty close over time. Sometimes when we're joking around, I'll do impressions/impersonations, and they aren't very good. They are very mediocre impressions of Muppets, Jack Sparrow, and other characters. I really just do them for a gag, and that's it. Quick sidebar, you can't just do that. You can't just say it was for a gag, and that's it. You can't do that.
Nobody debases themselves to the point of doing a Jack Sparrow impersonation unless they have some serious skin in the game.
Yes, you desperately needed to do that.
Where's all the rum gold? I just made myself an idiot on the internet for that. And I did it for money for this job that we do here.
It also sounded a lot like your Jason Statham.
Hey, it's me, Jack Sparrow. Get in your fucking car, ma'am.
Dead on. Out the window. I really do them for a gag, and that's it. The thing is, my boss thinks they're really funny, and he wants me to do the company voicemail using my impressions.
Yes!
You fucked up.
You fucked up. I absolutely detest this idea. No shit. Our office is very small, and I meet almost every client, and I don't want to be introduced as the guy that does the shitty impressions of Family Guy characters. How do I tell my boss I'm not doing the voicemail? Cringing in Clutch City, I wish that I could put this question in a blender with some gelato and drink the result, because it is delicious.
I have some bad news for you, question asker. Your boss hates your impressions and is calling your bluff.
Most delectable way.
Hey, good impressions, Chris. Hey, I've got an idea. How about we just go ahead and lock those in amber for everyone to see forever?
You need to be honest with yourself right now, and you need to think about, do you spend literally all day around this very small office like, giggity? And then your boss is like, oh, I got a way to put that behavior right in the toity. Why don't you get up on the stage, do a quick 10. What do you say?
Giggity.
Giggity, baby, do it. It's so good. Represent us now publicly as him.
Hey, listen, though. Alternate. I know you don't want to be introduced as the person who does these impressions, but that's a good way to get business. If you're working on commissions and you're that mediocre Jack Sparrow from the voicemail, you've already got a foot in the door.
Yeah. You've also made yourself indispensable to the company because as these impressions become outdated, if they can you, they have
it's me, Archie Bunker. Like, fuck off. Like, that's just not here anymore. We got to get a new heat in here.
It's
they'll never stop making Pirates of the Caribbean movies, so... I mean,
forever. I want everybody to go on this journey with me. Maybe we can just sort of sit here in silence for 5 minutes and the three of us can just chill on it while everybody else entertains themselves for 5 minutes while they imagine what this fucking voicemail would sound like. You could envision any business, fucking LASIK, a LASIK surgery center. And imagine what these Muppets rolling all over it and Jack and some of the Family Guy folks coming in and like, hey, they're going to blast your eyes with cut them open with lasers. Oh, yes, right. Where'd all my bad vision go? Right off the side of my pirate boat. Lois, better go get your eyes cut open with lasers.
I'm the dog one. I wish I could get LASIK, but I can't. One day we'll find it, the LASIK connection.
Mother, I'm going to shoot you with my lasers
that's
in the eyes.
Good. Wait, hold on,
that's
stop.
A good one. You're getting there, bud.
Griffin, Stewie ruled.
It's me, Orlando Bloom from the Pirates movies.
That's Hobbs again. Yes. Now you're Shaw.
You're back
Shaw
to Shaw.
Let me try again.
Hey, do you smell what's cooking? Your eye meat. From the lasers, but it's going to smell good, but then you're going to look good through them. It's me, The Rock.
Okay.
I got a pretty good Paul Stanley.
All right. Oh?
Toronto!
Okay.
Are you ready for some LASIK?
I have a we never do this. I am going to
a bounty.
Request,
a bounty has been placed on this.
Nay demand, friend. You know we've got to hear them.
Yes.
Go ahead and record a voicemail for, it doesn't have to be your company,
LASIK.
But a company
Let's
like your
LASIK.
Company.
LASIK
you know
works.
What I mean? LASIK adjacent company. And I'm going to need to hear all of them in a glossy wave file hand delivered to our mailbox that we can all enjoy with the listening public. Mm-hmm. We will continue to hide your identity, but I am going to need to hear these impressiones.
And I'm just going to go ahead and widen that scope a little bit to say anybody on Twitter who wants to tweet at MBMBAM with like a clip or a video or anything doing your best impression of a voicemail for LASIK. And then if you work at a LASIK company and you want to just go ahead and use those, we're going to say they're public domain. And anybody, if you post it, these are public domain. These are
free. Public domain LASIK voicemails.
LASIK specific voicemails.
Hold on, stop. What if these start showing up on Spotify and it becomes like the hot new, like, celebrity impersonation LASIK voicemails? What if that's like,
it becomes,
you know,
like
how there was like a big electronica boom back in the aughts? Like, this could be the fucking genre. And then, like, you know, Jamie Foxx is chopping them up for samples for his new thing or whatever.
Do you think the Crazy Frog inventor got like bank, or do you think that they made this same mistake and just like put it up for free and then other people got to like steal Crazy Frog? Okay, if it goes viral, they're ours.
It's ours again.
Yeah, it's ours again. There will be an uncanny valley where they're free, and then they'll be ours again. I think that's how that's a legal statute right there.
Yeah.
So they'll be yours until someone notices them and uses them, which way they're free. But if more than, let's say, 1,000 people notice them, they're ours now.
Perfect. That sounds
perfect.
Great.
Thank you.
MBMBAM.
Hashtag LASIK challenge.
Challenge.
Let's take a quick break and head on over to the Money Zone. Our first sponsor this week is a company that lets you take all of your great impressions into one domain at a website that you hand-built to show off these great impressions. A beautiful website from Squarespace can really help them pop. You can have a big picture of Jack Sparrow with a high resolution. You can blog or publish about how you perfected your impersonations. You can sell products like personalized voicemail recordings from Stewie and a lot more. They've got beautiful customizable templates created by world-class designers, and they're optimized for mobile, which is really the best platform to listen to impressions of Harlan Williams from Rocket Man on. New way to buy domains, and that you can choose from over 200 extensions. SEO, you've got it. 24/7 award-winning customer support. Yeah, it's in there. And you want to start right now, head on over to squarespace.com/mybrother. You get a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code MYBROTHER to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain.
Squarespace. I'm Michael Caine.
Okay. Oh, wait. No, I'm reading the copy right here. And it does say, after you read this copy, say, as Michael Caine, Squarespace, I'm Michael Caine.
Yeah, it's the rules that they put in there. You have to say it.
Hello, it's me, Michael Caine. Do you need to mail it off, whatever it is? Do you need to mail off a pint? Do you need to mail it off some footy? I'll tell you what, Master Bruce, you're going to need to go to Samps.com and click on links until you find the one that gets you signed up with Stamps.com, and they're going to ask you all sorts of questions. Name, address probably, height. When you go there, they're going to allow you to print off all the amazing services of U.S. Post Office.
Oh, no. Griffin's become Christian Bale.
Right at your fucking computer. You're never going to work in this town again, Samps.com.
Oh, no.
Use your computer to print official US back. Postage for 24/7. Any letter, any package, any clash mail.
Oh, no. He's going Statham.
Once your mail is ready, you just drop it in mail carrier and drop it in the mailbox.
He's melting.
Oh no, he stayed them with the mumps.
I've got over 700 small businesses already used up.com. So right now, our listeners can get a special offer included for a week trial. Plus free posters and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. So go stop.com.
What was that?
Click on the microphone to top of the homepage and type in my brother. That's M-E-E-B-R-O-O-L-L-E-R.
No, hold on. It's my brother.
All one word. My brother. And steps.com into my brother.
It's my brother.
Hey, Travis, what were you going to buy with the money that Stamps.com was going to give us?
Well, I was finally going to pay off this important surgery that Papaw needed, but now I guess.
Poppy will just hope he finds a lot more change on the floor that Marky dropped, because
we've never gotten in trouble for doing an ad
this
before.
This is the one they want us for.
We finally pushed it. We pushed the envelope, if you will.
It is stamps.com.
Oh, you don't have it. What are they going to fucking do?
Okay. They're the post office. They can do whatever they want.
Hello, I'm Mujan Safagari, and I play a bunch of characters on Mission to Zix, an improvised science fiction podcast on Maximum Fun, and this is our incredible sound designer, Shane.
Hello.
Now, Shane makes it possible for me to play 1,000 billion characters in our galaxy.
Such as the Bajarian Jane, ship of the stars.
And the Enforcer Joy, prepare to eat pancakes.
And wait, let's get tested up, baby.
An emissary Turk Matakin. Hey, I just got another amp.
And the horrible life!
Oh, also there are 5 other cast members, and I'll give them just all a second to say hi.
Hello.
Yeah, that's enough. Okay, so the season finale of Mission to Zix is coming out next week, so it's the perfect time to dive in and catch up with our intrepid crew as they explore the Zix Quadrant. So give us a listen to Mission to Zix on Maximum Fun.
Do y'all want a Yahoo?
Yeah, I really do.
Okay, this one was sent in by several people.
Oh
my god.
Well, fuck off, Griffin.
You let me go so fucking far that time.
What?
I want a munch.
Toronto!
I want to munch.
Toronto! You want a munch Toronto?
I want a munch Toronto. I have this is the Munch Squad. It's a podcast with a podcast highlighting the latest and greatest in quick service restaurant innovation. I have a.
So you're never going to stop doing it.
It's
right?
On its way out.
It's kind of a farewell tour.
You say that, but this is. You're like Billy Joel, who just keeps
Wendy's
saying he's retiring.
Wendy's is giving away 2 million nuggets, guys. 2 million nuggets to celebrate the spicy return.
Can I tell you something real quick? I thought you said Vin Diesel is giving away nuggets.
Vin Diesel is giving away 2 million of his own personal nuggets. From August 12th to August 19th, so this is useful, all you have to do is use the DoorDash mobile app, add the 6-piece spicy chicken nugget order to your cart, and use the code SPICYNUGS at checkout.
Okay.
All right.
This is a Munch Squad Junior, really more of a public service announcement that you can do this week. Carl Laredo, which is fucking good.
God, yes.
Yes, he says we knew we needed to reward fans who helped make this possible in a big way.
So I took a break from being a space pirate to come down and help you all out.
We got 2 million likes. Let's give away 2 million nuggets. That's how it's done at Wendy's.
Fuck, we should have done 3 million likes.
Yeah, way more. Okay, but that is a Munch Squad Junior public service announcement. The one I really wanted to highlight.
I really wish that sentence you started out with had ended to one very lucky boy.
This is the one I wanted to highlight, and this is one of those, like, a lot of times we're kind of goofing on people, but this is very good. Popeyes is launching a new chicken sandwich that you can't get at Popeyes.
Wait.
Oh, good.
Wait.
Okay, so here's the story on this, all right? In 2017, there was this restaurant called Sweet Dixie Kitchen, which is a trendy brunch spot in Long Beach, California. And owner of that, Kim Sanchez, was spotted walking through the front door with Popeye's bags.
Oh, right.
And it went viral overnight. People freaked out. And the backlash on social media sparked what was aptly named Popeye's Gate. Hashtag Popeye's Gate. So that doesn't mean anything anymore. The gate thing doesn't mean...
No, it's done.
...anything anymore. So what does Popeye's do? Popeye's creates its biggest product launch in 30 years, the Popeye's Chicken Sandwich. And it is launching it at Sweet Dixie Kitchen.
Get out of the town.
August 8th tonight. They are giving it to them first. You can try it there first.
That's the best thing I've ever heard.
Here is the quote from Kim Sanchez, owner of Sweet Dixie Kitchen. Maybe my favorite quote we've ever done on Munch Squad. To be honest, I thought they were calling to sue me. We have a long history with Popeye's, but we've always said Popeye's chicken is the best fried chicken we ever had. So we are thrilled to collaborate with them to launch and serve their delicious Popeye's chicken sandwich. Quote, and here's like Bruno, oh, another good one. Bruno Cardinale. He's the head of marketing for North America for the Popeye's brand.
Wait, isn't that the guy from West Wing?
Yes.
Yes, that is very close to his name. And I assume this quote was delivered as he held a wrestling belt that he had fashioned for himself aloft. We feel honored that the team at Sweet Dixie Kitchen likes our chicken so much.
Mm-hmm.
To acknowledge their admiration, we are granting them special access to pre-launch our new chicken sandwich for a few days before we launch it nationally. If you want to try it, be sure to pay them a visit on August 8th and 9th. We promise our new sandwich is worth a visit. So good. Popeye's. So good. It's so good. It's, by the way, delicious buttermilk battered, hand-breaded white meat chicken filet served on a buttery toasted brioche bun with two barrel-cured pickles and then some mayonnaise.
This kind of... why can't all corporations show this kind of clemency to those who have wronged them? The world will be a much better place.
What if ABBA decided to not be mad at us for using their song without permission for several years and instead decided to debut their new single right here on My Brother and Me.
Take another chance on me.
Take a second chance.
Take a second chance. Give it another pass on me.
Oh, God.
Okay, I have a Yahoo. This one was sent in by several people. Thank you. It's actually Yahoo Answers user Tanaja who asks, I found a picture of my husband's neck in his phone. It wasn't anything on it, but that's so bizarre. Can somebody help me?
Oh, no.
Oh, you fucking hate to hear that.
You hate to hear
that. That's rough.
You know exactly what circles he's traveling in.
Hope there's no kids involved. Ugh.
Trying
to make himself a tribute to a vampire master.
Oh, you hate to hear that.
And that's the worst. Vampire seduction is such a problem in a committed relationship. You know, things can be going so good, but then Dracul sleeps from the shadows and tears your marriage a fucking part.
And I tell you who it's worse for, who that no one talks about as the victim here, is the vampire lord. I have a bunch of vampire lord friends, and they like are always getting texts like, are you thirsty? Because I am. And it's like, it makes you feel so weird.
I'm with my kids at Camden Park.
Yeah,
they're never open at night. And I'm so excited just this one time.
You think about it too, like, Dracul is not a mosquito where he just like dips his fangs in there. Like, he's kissing that neck. He's licking the neck. Like, he's got his mouth in there. He's obviously draining him of all his vital fluids. Mm-hmm. But, like, there's, guess what? They're doing more stuff in there, in the mouth. Do you know what I mean?
Thank you. Yes.
And it would be like if you were sitting there, assuming you're a meat eater, and you get, like, a text from a cow that's like, chop me up, daddy. And
yeah.
You're like, oh, there's something about, like, I was fine with it till you brought it up. Like, now you've introduce the idea. Oh,
yeah, that's tough.
I tell you the other thing that it could be. Have y'all heard of giraffe in it?
Oh no.
This is a really nasty thing that everybody on the internet's talking about now, and I didn't want you to be left behind when your online contemporaries talked about giraffe in it.
Thank you. Let's do a yes, no right here.
Okay, yeah, giraffe in it, y'all know? Because I know clearly.
No.
For me, it's yes. Okay. I guess I'll explain it.
Yeah.
It's a, like this really, really sexual,
I assume,
filthy, filthy thing where you and however many partners try to eat fruit out of trees, right out of them. And there's, I don't know where the insertion.
Yeah, where's the sexual part of this, Griffin?
I don't know where the insertion happens. Maybe like after you eat all the fruit out of the trees, you lay down on each other.
Oh.
Back and forth.
Back and forth on each other, and you enjoy the fruity taste that you got in your mouth.
Oh, I think, actually, I think I have heard of this, where there's a risk where if there's two, like, if a second partner, a potential partner, like, enters the area, you have to, like, slap your necks together to establish dominance. Is that the same thing?
Yep.
Oh, a lot of injuries from that, I've heard.
Man, now, see? I don't want to get gross or blue, but I'm starting to get it.
Oh, wait. That's the part that got you, Griffin? The slapping the necks together?
Yeah. I mean, eating a big pear out of a pear tree, just stretching stretching up there, and then you know, some contact. Hello. Hello, nurse. Giraffe
nurse. Griffin, the slapping the necks, I don't think it's supposed to be the sexual part.
Well, you don't get to tell me that, do you?
Oh, okay.
That's a good point. Don't try yuck his yum.
Wait, now, Justin, are you supporting the slapping of necks together?
Support everything. You know me, I'm a fucking hedonist.
Okay, well, now I've come back around, and now I don't want to be the one left out of the boat, as they say.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. No, you know the other option?
What?
He's trying to take a picture of his chin, and the phone
and he's an idiot.
And he's bad at it?
Yeah, because you know what the chin community is all about online.
Linoing. I've heard about that. Linoing.
That's where you take your chin divot and you scissor with somebody else's chin divot. And you talk about old cars.
You got to wear denim. Everybody wears denim. Mm-hmm.
Chinum, please, Justin. Chinum.
Chinum. They renamed it Chinum.
They renamed it. Well, because you put little.
Jason Leno.
You put little pants on there.
Sure.
Put little pants to cover up your chin butt. You know, when you have that cleft in there, like a chin butt.
And do you think you slowly
pull down the chin jeans just to show a little of the chin butt.
Do you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. I'm going to say yes.
Do you think Jay Leno ever takes a finger, like his index finger from both hands and places it on either side of his butt chin and spreads it out and there's like a little hole in there?
Yeah. I do, Griffin.
That you could use for stuff.
That's where he stores all his M&M minis.
That is...
Six, let's go.
That is the single worst mental image I have ever, ever conjured for myself or anyone. Whatever, I feel like iTunes is going to have to put this episode in the section of the iTunes store that is like behind the curtain.
Dark
at the back,
iTunes, the deep
at
iTunes.
The back of, yeah, and you have to like show ID to the employee there to like go there. Yikes.
This is going in JTunes.
The sequel.
The deeper level of iTunes that only really dirty birds can get to.
Listen. He's probably just checking for ticks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably just a tick check. Can't get back there. Want to be safe. Loved fishing. Had a great time with all your friends and Dracula. Yep. And you wanted to just make sure there's no ticks back there.
Maybe.
Damn.
Maybe he's just curious to see like what the back of his hat, or like the back of his neck looks like. And he's never seen a mirror before.
Possible. Maybe. What is a cell phone but the mirror of the 20th century?
A black Thank mirror, you. If you will.
A black mirror, if you will.
Wait, is that what it is?
There, you got it.
Oh!
I'm thinking my phone does do some fucked up shit to society.
My phone changed the timeline and made it so that everyone had forgotten about that one time when that giant bug landed on Earth and those agents from the Men in Black had to stop it. My phone did that.
Fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah, I know.
That's so wild, dude. I have a question.
I butt-fucked a pig.
I don't. I don't think
Wait, hold on. We got to drill down on this. Because of your phone, Griffin?
Yeah, man.
Okay, because you left that part out.
I was playing Angry Birds.
The birds okay. are too angry.
I'm moving on. I don't think we should address this one, but it is wild that this is in the same episode. I ordered a shirt for my boyfriend, but I incorrectly typed our address and had it sent to the apartment next door. Immediately noticing my mistake, I spoke with the resident of that address in person and explained the situation. He seemed disinterested, but said he would keep an eye out. I tracked the order number constantly, and the shirt was delivered 7 days ago. The same day, I asked my neighbor if he had seen the package, and he said he had not received anything. Yesterday morning, when I left for work, I saw the neighbor in question wearing the exact same shirt I was expecting. That's a wrinkle. I wanted to mainly mention this as a wrinkle to the first question, mm-hmm. because there's a possibility now, I'm circling back around, there's a possibility that the neighbor fucking knows you have the lube.
Yes. I asked my neighbor about it on the very same day I saw him using the lube that I had ordered.
He said, I heard my neighbor loudly announcing, "This fence will never squeak again." Mm-hmm. And I knew that he had used my butt lube for his fence, and it made me so angry.
To fuck it.
Since high school, this is a different question. Since high school, whenever I've had to do one of those introduce yourself games, my go-to fun fact has always been that I can lick my own elbow. Inevitably, people ask for a demonstration, yes. so it's pretty much the same interaction every time, of course, and I don't have to panic about what to say. Now that I'm about to start law school, though, I'm worried that elbow licking isn't the most professional way to introduce myself to my classmates and professors. Good instincts. But I have no idea what kind of fun fact to replace it with. What are some examples of appropriate fun facts for adults? That's from Juvenile JD.
This time say, because here's the thing. One of the things as you get older is you learn that it's not all about you. So now let your introduction be, I can lick your elbow.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I now need, you're making I a must, connection.
I must lick your elbow. I shall lick your elbow.
Look to your left. Look to your right. Before this law class ends, I will have licked one of your elbows. And when I said left and right, I meant look at your left elbow and your right elbow. I'm going to lick one of them, maybe both.
It's good luck for both of us. I am thinking back to all the times that I had to do this and the immediacy with which I was paralyzed. When somebody at, you know, church camp or whatever would be like, "All right, just say your name and say a fun fact about yourself," I would instant, like, that phrase is like a magic spell that just obliterates all self-awareness in my, like, my ego is destroyed in that moment and I know nothing about myself.
Yes.
Hmm.
I remember one time, I think in like college or something, I was doing this, and they're like, "Say something fun. What's a fun fact about yourself?" And I said, I had like a half hour to think about it, and it got around to me, and the only thing I could gin up was like, "I'm partially blind in my left eye." And everybody was like,
"Fun.
Yeah, ooh. Fun, bud. I ooh, like that.
Fun.
That's cool." He was just talking about how he met Sheryl Crow last summer, but your thing's fun.
What would be your fun fact?
Oh, God.
I'm going to put now you on blast right now.
I knew you were going to
ask. I'm not joking. Like, I literally don't know.
I'm asking you. Travis, go.
The one that I always used and will always use is that my older brother and I have the same birthday, but 3 years apart.
Not interesting. Okay. Griffin.
I own Apple Watch.
You own the company Apple Watch, or you own an Apple Watch?
I have an Apple Watch.
That's it.
Well, you see that.
Yeah, we can see. That's not a fun fact. That is observable detail.
I have computer.
That's not a fun fact. Keep going.
I'm wearing red shirt.
Now, are you just looking at yourself in this moment?
Ten fingers, 10 toes.
Okay. Justin,
all right. You did your best. Yeah.
What's a fun fact about yourself?
Jimmy Buffett calls me sometimes.
Damn, that's really good.
Good fun fact.
Sometimes Jimmy Buffett calls me on my phone when I most need him and least expect it.
I felt
last time it was to this is not a joke. Last time it was because he had inserted the McElroy brothers into Margaritaville when he was performing at Riverbend in Cincinnati, and he was calling to demand money for it. That's the last call I received from Jimmy Buffett.
And little nice. Did we know, that's how Jimmy Buffett makes most of his money.
That makes
that's cash, how Jimmy Buffett makes most of his money. He plugs people and then demands money for it.
Yeah.
And I know what you're thinking. That doesn't seem like a good business model, but he owns most of the Margaritavilles, so.
So you tell me, business experts.
I know all the words to fast car.
That's pretty
good. That's not true. That's not even true, though. It's
not true. Jesus.
Is irritable bowel syndrome fun?
Depends on how you describe it.
It's more fun than partial blindness,
yeah.
I think.
If you describe it like you're living on the edge at all times and, you know, you're a rebel and you never know where you're going to go and, you know, everything is like a life or death scenario for you.
What if I say partial blindness and IBS? I'm broken at both ends.
Well, if the two ends of your body that you consider are eyeball and anus, then I think you're good.
Cool. There it is. Done. Broken at both ends. Next.
Perfect. Next up.
I want a fun fucking fact from Travis because I just had to wring that one out of my bones.
The other problem is that we have been recording the show for almost a decade now, and we've pretty much given you people everything fun about us.
Yeah.
Like we've given you everything. You know all the fun things about us and some not so fun things.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. A fun thing about me, Travis McElroy. I can whistle with my mouth open.
Wait. Like wide open?
Yeah. That's me whistling down the middle of my tongue.
And your mouth is just open?
Yeah.
We have no way of confirming
that. That's true, though. Ask anybody. I'll do it.
While you're whistling, I need you to, like, talk in a way that makes
it. I can't do that. It doesn't work that way.
I was not listening.
I can also whistle and hum at the same time.
Whistle and. Well, we can all do that. Whistle with your mouth open, but try and say words.
I still need the air to whistle, Griffin.
Whistle with your mouth wide open and say, happy birthday, daddy.
No, I can't do that. I only have the one mouth.
Sounds to me like he's full of bullshit.
You're full of bullshit. Is that your fun fact?
Sounds like
that
his mouth is pretty in your mouth and filled you up to me.
That a bolt filled you up with
shit? Oh, now the mouth is open, yapping shit at me and Justin.
Hey, Griffin.
Hey, guys, real quick, poll. Whistle and Hum versus Joshua Tree. Better album.
This has been My Brother and Me, an advice show for the... Take it, Justin, go.
You're not allowed to do this. How dare you?
That's Justin's fun fact as he ends the show.
I say when we're done.
Hobbs?
We're done. Thanks. I say when we're done.
No, that's Shaw.
My phone at the fucking window. No, it's impossible to do a rock impression.
I am the rock.
Thank you. That's very okay. I take it back. Thank you so much for listening to our show, My Brother and Me. It's an advice show. We haven't recorded one all together for a grip, so it's... we're so happy to have you here, as always. If you want to keep up with everything that our family does, you can go to McElroy.family. If you do that this moment, this exact second, you'll be able to click on the merch button and see a boatload of new merchandise for this month. Most notably, an Adventure Zone fanny pack and a My Brother and Me backpack.
They are so cool.
So cool. There's a new Sawbones pin. There's our... Bean Juice 2.0 mug is available there. It's a new rebranding of Bean Juice. And there's a lot more, so go check that stuff out.
Also, while you're at macro.family, click on the tours page and see where we're going to be. Listen, as far as live shows go, like the second half of the year is mostly sold out, but yeah. We still have some stuff that we added in there that you can get tickets for, so go check that out. You can go to MaximumFun.org and check out all the other Maximum Fun shows. They're all great. You can also check out all the other McElroy projects at McElroy.family, and we think you're great. Oh, Dad and I are going to be at Dragon Con. We should be announcing the programming for that soon, so pay attention for that. And, of course, we'll be there at the same time we're doing our Atlanta live shows. So if you're going to be at Dragon Con and you don't have anything to do on the evenings of Friday and Saturday, why not get yourself some tickets to see My Brother and Me and the Adventure Zone?
Okay, but we'll be doing it.
Yeah, no, I wasn't talking to you, Griffin.
Do y'all want a final Yahoo? Thanks to John Roderick and the Long Winter Shoes for the Mr. Parsher.
Yes.
This one's sent also by Merritt Palmer. Thank you, Merritt. Crushed it. It's from Yahoo Answers user. They're anonymous. I'm going to call them Root Beer Boy asks.
Nice.
Who else is listening to Sad Song all night? It is a track from Sonic the Hedgehog, but it's a very sad song. I give it 4 stars.
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been My Brother, and May Kiss Your Dad.
Square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.
You wept as we crafted the tragic tale of Jar Jar, a Star Wars story.
Yeah. Dude, like, he forgives Darth Vader. Misa still love you, Annie. Yeah.
You gasped out loud at the shocking twists of Face Off 2, Faces Wild.
He takes his kid's face.
What?
We're writing an entire screenplay week by week on Storybrick Season 2, Heaven Heist. Hey folks, Freddie Wong here with some exciting news about Story Break, the Writer's Room podcast where three Hollywood professionals have 1 hour to spin cinematic gold. We're shaking up our format by turning Heaven Heist, one of our favorite ideas we've ever come up with on the show, into a full screenplay.
Heaven Heist is an action comedy about a crew of misfit gangsters robbing the Celestial Bank of Heaven. Think of Coco meets Point Break.
Join us as we write this crazy movie scene by scene and get an inside look at the screenwriting process on our podcast Story Break every Thursday on MaximumFun.org.